So it was just this last September that my friend Chip Howard had Al Roker on his show, Chip Howard Sports Talk, over on KZNE, The Zone, our partner station. Yeah, Al Roker, like NBC Today Show's Al Roker, talking about this book that Al wrote about the Galveston hurricane of 1900. It's called The Storm of the Century, Tragedy, Heroism, Survival. And after I heard the interview, I got the book. I read it. Fantastic book. I'm not trying to sell the book, but talk about some history that really did affect the Brazos Valley because of the evacuation from Galveston. But I've always been fascinated by that disaster that killed an estimated 10,000 people. Nobody really knows. And what in today's dollars would have been more than $700 million in damage. It was a great interview that Chip did about the book. The book's main focus is why were the people of Galveston not at all prepared, or really even warned, for that matter, that it was coming. Here's part of that interview that Chip did with Al Roker.
Before the storm comes, obviously the tides are coming up, and people are out playing in the streets because there's water in the streets. It's like a festival atmosphere almost, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, because they don't know the extent of what's coming. And that's the scary part, that they don't know. And listen, even if they look, the storm went on to become and is still to this day the deadliest natural disaster mm-hmm. in American history. Mm-hmm. The devastation still probably would have been pretty complete, because we're talking about a sandbar. Many parts of the city are either at or slightly above
yep.
sea level, some places even below.
Yep.
So the destruction probably still would have happened, but the loss of life probably would have been reduced greatly.
And fairness just a little bit, obviously the communications weren't the best back in those days. There were ship captains that went through this storm, didn't they?
There were, but the problem was that those reports didn't go into the U.S.
Right.
Weather Bureau.
Right.
They went into individual entities, governmental entities. So there was no central collection of that. There were buoys, but nobody could get the readings off of those buoys. The biggest technological advance at the time was the telephone and the telegraph.
Mm-hmm.
And when the storm hit, we're talking 200 mile per hour winds and waves of up to 30 feet. We're talking about an area that was completely cut off.
Mm.
Roads gone, bridges gone, railroad gone. There was no way in or out and no way to communicate with the island.
Really, we don't know how many people died, do we? I mean, the estimate is 10,000, but we don't know how many people
died.
It
could be upwards of 12,000.
Yeah,
there's a city of 37,000.
Right, and a bustling port city at the time.
Yeah, listen, the money that flowed in and out of Galveston, there were more millionaires per capita in Galveston than there was any place in the United States.
It's a fascinating book, and it's a fascinating interview, which you can hear at Chip Howard's website, which is chiphoward.com, where all of his great interviews are. Thought that was a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turpeville. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.